It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on the RBN Network. You know, one thing I want to make sure that we do is tell you the truth. You need to know what our spiel is. You need to know, you know, that we mean what we say and where we get our research and why we think this way. And, you know, a lot of times what happens is we'll have people that will go, yeah, but, you know, obviously Ernie doesn't know about, you know, whatever. And it doesn't matter because to us we deal with such much more fundamental principles. And I'll explain because I'm going to give you a treat today. Oh, it's like going into class. We're going to watch a movie. Yay! You know, well, today what we're going to do is Liberty Conspiracy. It's a podcast on the internet. And I give you in this short segment here kind of a reference, a history lesson, so you know what's going on, who these guys are. The person that's doing this, he's taken over the mic from another gentleman and a guest host, and they kind of do these different podcasts and so on. And they're just really intelligent, well-researched individuals. This particular gentleman, his name is Citizen X. Now, what you may know Citizen X as, his name is Glenn Jacobs, but he's also Kane in the WWE. You know, world wrestling, whatever, entertainment thing, you know, big guy. He's almost 7 feet. I mean, he's a teddy bear. You know, my wife really likes him, and he's a really, really sweetheart of a guy, just wants to be left alone, a freedom-oriented individual. Citizen X's blog on the internet. He writes for Freedom's Phoenix every now and then, and he's just a heck of a human being. Just wants to be left alone. And he advocates for being left alone. And he's one of the guys that is a really good example of the people that, you know, Libertarian Party, internal politic kind of stuff. You know, I'm trying to be free, man. I got time to be playing with this game. You know, we got to go free some minds. And he does a great job of it. You have no idea how many young men go to these wrestling things. Sometimes when he comes to Phoenix, he gets us free tickets, and a bunch of us will go, and, you know, we got Kane Man. I mean, you know, come on, Kane Man. I mean, we were all, you know, supporting Kane, and he puts on a show. I mean, it's a show. It's a dance. You know, Jesse Ventura will tell you the same. It's a dance. You know, but it's entertainment and athleticism. You got a 6'9 guy going from the top rope. I mean, damn. How in the heck at 40-something years old is he able to even survive this stuff? Well, I don't know. He's probably not going to be able to survive it forever. But he gets a lot of time to read. He is very well-versed in history, certainly the Constitution. And there's a book. A lot of you guys probably know the gentleman, Boston Tea Party. His name's Kenneth Royce, and he's spoken at the Freedom Summit at least two, maybe three times. And he was here just this last December, along with Dr. Paul and many other great speakers. So, yeah, you have to understand from our perspective, you know, we know a lot of us are acquainted with each other. A lot of us are friends with each other. A lot of us understand at a much higher level, lower level, greater understanding, whatever. We're not buying into this, putting this on plantation constitution thing. Ken Royce wrote a book called The Hologram of Liberty, and just kind of the real history of what was going on when they did the Constitution and why. Well, Citizen X takes it and does a nice program here. When we come back, we'll get into it. You know, you'll listen to this, and it's not just me saying it. This is common knowledge to a lot of people.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved. Toured.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the...
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
What do I have to? Am I, you know, it's like, I tell you what it's like when you have, all the bad news that's going on. They have to do something to rally us around. It's like watching the movie Red Dawn, which they're remaking, by the way. Yeah, that's going to be cool. They're remaking Red Dawn, and what's going to be in there? You know, the same scene they had from before, I'm sure, which was you had the tanks coming down the street in this small town in Colorado, and the people with the little Soviet flags waving them. Yeah, yay. Yay. Yeah, yeah, you know, yay, thanks for bringing us. And I saw that we posted them on Freedom's Phoenix just a couple weeks ago. The new Red Dawn is the Chinese. And I think the Chinese and the Russians or something coming. And the posters that they have them up in the windows and everything. You know, yeah, we've come to free you from your corrupt government and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. No, I mean, you know what? Yeah, it's getting bad. We need to understand what's being done. It's a psyop. This whole thing was a psyop. The Constitution, Pal Gamble, my senior editor, you know, he's a brain box. I mean, this guy, you know, he's got some skills. A lot of people don't know. The senior editor of Freedom's Phoenix, Pal Gamble, also is running for the third time Congress against Trent Franks. You know, I mean, he's got it going on. But a lot of people don't know he was head, the manager of the bioterrorism lab here for the Arizona Department of Health here in Arizona. I mean, when all this build up after 9/11, you know, let's check every piece of mail kind of stuff, he was in the front lines checking this stuff. He's Mr. DNA sequencing kind of guy. You know, this is what he's a virologist, a microbiologist. He's, you know, this is what he does. That was his job for decades. So he saw what was happening. It was, you know, they were forcing, you got to get this equipment. Oh, we got money from the Fed. We get all kinds of goodies. And what was it? He's in the hallways. I've been where he's working. He showed me. He goes, look, I don't even have rooms to put this stuff. They're making me buy this stuff, and there's no place to put it. We're not going to use it. It's just a contract to buy it from some guy. You know, yeah, you got money in your budget. That's supposed to go to the boys, dummy. Didn't you get the memo? So he's like, ah, I'm good. I'm out of here. There's libertarians everywhere. We're everywhere. You know, but not always inside the Libertarian Party, because it's political, you know, ouch, quit it stuff they play. And we know better. Just as much as we know that the Constitution, because Powell cannot write the word Constitution without capitalizing C-O-N. It was a con. Anybody that studies history and who is behind it and what, this whole thing about it's a divine document and all this other stuff is crap. It was done on purpose because they didn't have enough control with the Articles of Confederation. They wanted to have a central taxing authority, and Hamilton wanted to get a central bank. So this whole thing was about follow the money. So did we take a step back from the Declaration of Independence? With the Articles of Confederation, it was as anarcho-capitalist as you get, you know, and still have the states, you know, do their sovereign whatever thing. Then they go, oh, heck no, we can't control it enough. We need more control. More control. More control. You know, we don't have enough dials to turn, you know, like Federal Reserve. So I'm going, all right. So what was the result? Well, it is the Constitution. You know, some of the states, you know, bailed. You know, a lot of people don't know. Rhode Island said, you know, I think they used to call it Rhodes Island. You know, they talk about that in the podcast here. But and they just said, nah, we're good. We're out of here. So what did the other 12 colonies do that became states? The other 12 states under the Constitution, they did an embargo on Rhode Island. They go, you know what? What are you with Iran? Are you one of them Iranians? We embargo you. So a couple of weeks, I mean, you know, they had to, it was an act of war. This is where it started off this way. It started off this way. I mean, you know, people, oh, it's a divine diet. No, it's not. No, it's so freaking not. It's not. Declaration of Independence made it very clear. When you have a government, it has to be justified in the protection of individual rights, or why do you got it? And right off the bat, they start doing this crap. Whiskey Rebellion? You know, Washington, man, he ain't got the seat warm yet, and he's already raising a 12, 15,000 person army to go quash what's going on in Pennsylvania. They go, hey, man, did we just fight a revolution, be against this kind of stuff? You know, Shays Rebellion. You know, yeah, I think it was in Massachusetts. You know, same kind of stuff. You know, it's just, you know, you have the Civil War. You have all these things. Just look, we just want to be left alone. No. Who's behind this? What's the philosophy behind this? Well, Sisinex talks about it. There's a lot of other people talking about. He references Gard Goldsmith. Now, Gard is a talk show host I first came acquainted of when we went in 2003 or 4. I think it was 3. When the Free State Project selected New Hampshire to go to. Now, a lot of people, I mean, it had a seaport, you know, access to the ocean, but they don't get the access anyway. But, you know, we're kind of, okay, you know, what would be a good state? It's right next to Massachusetts. Heck, you know, you strangle enough Bostonians, even the communists in the group want to go to New Hampshire. And it's close enough they commute, man, just for lower taxes. So we're like Wyoming. Now, it was landlocked. You know, it doesn't have an ocean, doesn't have an international border, but it is open. So there's a lot of things going on in Wyoming. Boston Tea Party advocated for going to Wyoming. He wrote a book, Molon La Bay, which is what the Spartans said. Come and take them. They go, put down your arms or we're going to come squash you. Yeah, come and take them if you can. That's what Molon La Bay means. You want to take my arms? You have, you know, they're right here. You know, might have be a little red by the time you get done taking it, but, you know, it's right here. So this has been a battle that's been going on for a long time. Well, when the Free State Project decided that they were going to go to New Hampshire, the Freedom Summit, we said, all right, we'll help them out. We'll go ahead and do a Freedom Summit there. You know, just grins and giggles. Why not? Take it on the road. I won't do this again because, man, traveling and going, trying to coordinate a convention and on the, I hated it. You know, I hate flying anyway. But went well. Had a good time. Dr. Paul was one of the speakers then. We had Ben Soprenowitz, we had Nathaniel Brandon, which was a contemporary of Ayn Rand and one of her ex-lovers. And so he really had an intimate understanding of Ayn Rand and what the objectivist movement was about and what they accomplished with the Brandon Institute. And so, I mean, there's just a lot of history there. We had James Bovard spoke at that one. You know, a lot of great guys and some people from the Free State Project. Well, that launched off, and they start having influence there and so on, but still it's inside the system thing. You know, we're going to play politics. Well, fortunately, there's enough people, they want to go there just to be left alone. In New Hampshire, in the Free State Project, when we went there a couple of years ago, a couple of Christmases ago for the Ron Paul Revolution, doing the primary and everything there, you could tell there were three distinct groups. There's Manchester and Nashua, which is kind of in the southern part, center-southern of New Hampshire, which isn't an enormous state anyway, I mean, compared to Arizona. But you have this relatively, you know, it's a medium-sized state, but you have this southern part where the capital is and everything in Manchester and so on. They are the political guys. Now, hey, man, you want to go be involved in politics? We're going to run for office. They got this cross-endorsing thing. You can be a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, kind of, you know, it's kind of weird thing going on. But they have hundreds, you know, it's like 500 or something state legislators. You know, every legislator represents only 3,000-5,000 people or something. And, it, you know, and they only meet in an unair-conditioned place during the hot money. I mean, it's just make it as uncomfortable as possible so nobody wants to be a legislator. Oh, and they don't get paid anything or just, you know, like per diem or something like that. So it's really kind of a citizen legislature thing. And, of course, they start bringing in electronic voting. That's a whole other deal. But, you know, here they are. You've got these truly citizen legislators that are vying for whatever. So you have the libertarians going in. We're going to go in, and they do their thing. So I'm not even sure what their percentages are. So it doesn't matter. Then you have in southwestern New Hampshire, which is probably less than 100 miles away, a town called Keene. Now, Keene is much more modern. It's newer. It's not like the old red brick. But I mean, this is a newer developing area with a lot of people. They're the anarchist. You know, they were involved in politics. They'll do their street actions. They'll say, you know, we'd rather, you know, vote for this guy than that guy, assuming you're still voting. And we're out here and nah, I'm not giving my ID. And, you know, taking my sign down, or I'm not, whatever. I mean, they're just, you know, being ornery. So it's the Free Keene Project. So Keene is where you have the Free Talk Live show. Now, you have it, we advertise on Freedom's Phoenix, and we advertise stuff on their show. So Free Keene and Free Talk Live, that's the real street activist. Then up in northern New Hampshire is the, there's a government somewhere. Have them try and find me. I'm up here. They can't find me. Then there's those guys. Well, Liberty Forum's coming up here in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that in this clip from Citizen X in just a little bit.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
You grew up tall and proud in the shadow of the mushroom cloud. There's no voices can be heard. Just want to scream louder and louder and louder. What the hell we fighting for?
Yeah, what are we fighting for here on Declare Your Independence? Me, Ernest Hancock, how about some truth? Yes, truth, 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 truth. I vote for truth. Yeah, we're just waiting for the hammer to fall, you know, and just, and it's a coming down. You just want to duck, you know, but you're not allowed to duck. I remember there was a Tom and Jerry cartoon, you know, they almost never talk. It was just music, you know, them chasing, running each other, you know, running around each other and so on. But there was one episode I remember where Jerry's sitting there and Tom has a frying pan and he goes and Jerry ducks, and Tom goes, "You deliberately duck." You know? And I'm like, whoa. And that's how the government is. Hey, oh, whoa. You deliberately duck. You're not allowed to duck. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, man. That's what we're up against. But it was predetermined. In New Hampshire, when we did the Freedom Summit in celebration of the Free State Project, you know, making their selection, New Hampshire wasn't my choice. But, hey, you know, whatever. You know, people go there if they want. So, I decided to have, you know, Mark Victor and I decided that we're going to go there and support this and we'll have some fun. And when we went, there was the Manchester police were freaking out because Vince Cernowitz is a Las Vegas Review Journal editorial page editor that is a author of books, and one was in the mid-90s was Send in the Waco Killers, and it was just about all of the abuses. I mean, about Waco is really just one of the stories, but it was a book, hundreds of pages of just all of these things that come across his desk. As a newspaper editor, you get all these news feeds that come in, you know, crazy man blows up whatever, crazy man takes a bulldozer to businesses downtown, crazy man bulldozes his own house, crazy man flies a plane into an IRS building, crazy man goes into Pentagon and shoots security guys. Crazy man, you know, shoots all these city councilmen and stuff and everything in New Hampshire. His name was Carl Draeger. So, later there was a book that was titled The Ballad of Carl Draeger, which out of 700 pages, it was only like 16 pages. But, you know, that was kind of the theme of it. It was people fighting back. We're sending the Waco Killers, which is a quote that came from a hog farmer that they were just, you know, it was contradictory agencies. Like one, you know, water wetland thing, you can't, you got to, and whatever it was. And then some other agency, you have to, and they were conflicting. So he had the federal government coming after his hog farm. He couldn't possibly comply with everybody. So he's like, you know, finally press is there, and he takes a shotgun and goes, shh, shh. You tell that Reno biatch to send in her Waco killers. That's what it was all about. He's like, send in your Waco killers, man, we're waiting. Eventually what happened is they seized it, then they auctioned it off, and I think one of his family members, his son, bought the farm back cheaper than whatever the mortgage was on it anyway, so they came out ahead and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that, you know, it's just the game that you gotta play. So the book that Vin wrote was Send in the Waco Killers was just about all the abuses, all this way over the top SWAT team, here comes the government, we're here to help you while we shoot you and stomp on your cat stuff. Because nobody was right. You know, the internet wasn't developed then. This stuff wasn't being documented. So as a newspaper editor, he would do it. And he'd explain also how newspaper editing works. When you have a newspaper, a big regional or even a large city newspaper like Las Vegas Review Journal, Arizona Republic here, Boston Globe, you know, Miami Herald, whatever, LA Times, you go and you look and see what's on the New York Times, a paper of record that's going to tell you what the news story is today for 300 million people. This is the story of the day, whatever this is. They tell you what it is. So as a local paper, if the New York Times is putting something local on, something in New York, well, then you can lead with something local. If they have some big international, national, well, you better do that, or how come you didn't? In the New York Times, this is a big story, and you didn't have this as your number one story? How come that's not your number one story? Healthcare, ring a bell. So I'm going, okay. He goes, if you have a space that's open and they do local, wherever they had local stuff, that's where they'd put local stuff in the paper. Because that's just how it works. Because if you don't, as a publisher or certainly as an editor, they're like, how come you didn't do that? Don't you know how this is played, boy? So he's like, this is how it works. But I get the stuff that is, you know, fresh. It's the spin. It's from the government. It's the press release from the sheriff's department of that kind of the prosecuting entity that's doing whatever. This is the story. Well, he would always go a week, 2 weeks later on these interesting stories. You know, the Columbine shootings. You know, he finds out all the kids were on Ritalin. He's going, look, all these shootings. These guys are chemically jacked up. What did you think was going to happen? So this is, he goes later and finds out what the real story is. He put that in the book. Well, it was all the abuses of government. Then he wrote The Ballad of Carl Draeger, was all about, it was probably three times the size of the book, of all the instances where people were starting to resist. People were fighting back. People had it on their own. You know, it was just, you know, you reach their limit, they're just, you know, give me a plane. Now I'm going to the Pentagon. But that's what they want you to do. I mean, heck, it's almost like they're trying to create this environment. They want to be an Israeli state where they got, you know, guns on the corner in front of your 7-Eleven. So this is, you know, this is what's happening. All right. So then what happens? Manchester police comes up to us, and they tried to break the contract with the hotel that we were at, saying, oh, you can't have them carry guns. They'll carry guns. We know they got guns because it's, you know, legal there. That was part of the contract. That's why we chose that Radisson. We go, look, you know, there will be people armed. It's legal, and we're cool. We don't care. But because Vince Aprino is speaking, and he wrote the book, The Ballad of Carl Draga, that they tried to ban the governor there in New Hampshire, talking about him going postal on all of these government agents that were just harassing him. Finally, he gets in a shootout, killed a bunch of people, and city councilman and himself, he got killed. They didn't like it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yes, my head speaks books to me. Break up with each and every one of your looks at me. And you're starting something deep inside.
Something this far from me. I'm out of control. I wanna
it because it's so. I mean, let's smile a little bit. What the heck? You know, I tell you what makes it easier is just understanding the truth. Just know what's going on. I know what's going on. It's all going on because we've been through this so many times. But, you know, I finish the story before we get to Citizen X's view on the Constitution. What happened? We went to the Free State Project support in New Hampshire by going with the Freedom Summit to Manchester. And Ben Soprenowitz, that wrote the book, The Ballad of Carl Draga, which was about a citizen there in New Hampshire that was begging for help. Letters to the editor, to all the newspapers, even to the Boston Globe. They're doing this. They're crushing me here. And it all started when there was a storm that flooded out. He lived on the river and it flooded out his old dock area. So he was repairing the dock. Okay. And he's doing, you know, put some dirt or whatever. And some government agent in a canoe going up and down. Aha! And he, you know, cited him and fined him, and then he goes to court for that. And then they, you know, started targeting him because he was resisting there, and he's putting tar paper on his roof. Oh, you didn't get a permit. And finally it got to a point where he was driving his pickup truck, and the local police, who had been hassling him, stopped him and cited him for having a rust-through bed on his pickup truck. I guess this is a citation, you know. So you got rust through on your pickup truck. That's violation here. Do a ticket. And that was the straw. He went to his pickup. He reached into the rifle rack, shot both deputies dead, went to the city hall, found the city council person that was big painted dead. The local newspaper guys holding around the ankle. Carl, you can't leave. I'm not going to let you do it. Let me go. Boom, dead. He took the police officer's car, went off, the state police go after him, gets in a shootout, and eventually he gets killed. You know, and of course they go, crazy man does this, but they don't go through and tell you all of the begging for years of help, how the government was just crushing him in the live free or die state. I mean, it's actually on their license plate. So he just takes 16 pages, you know, to write this, and it was the title of the book, because it's just people you're pushing too far are doing it. You think it's just this Austin guy with the IRS building? Think it's just a guy in the Pentagon? Heck, you know, written in early 2000s, there's freaking 700 pages of this from a newspaper editor that gets his stuff to him all the time. He's like, oh my goodness, I mean, I can't even keep up with it. You know, and it's just, I mean, a lot of it was just local in Nevada. He's like, oh my goodness. It was just, and around the country, and it's always just some stupid thing because they can. The only thing that's stopping them is just, you know, shining the light on them. Every kid in the planet's got a live streaming video on their smartphone. This is the only thing that, you know, that's the smartphone is the new gun. And that's much more powerful. So we're going, okay. We're going to have Vin come and talk about it. I've known Vin a long time, good friend. This is probably the third time he's spoken at Freedom Summit. Well, the Manchester police, oh, heck no. There you go. Oh, we understand that you have, yep. Well, we understand you're going to have fire, yep. Well, we understand, yep. Well, we don't are comfortable with that. I go, yep. You know, I don't care. Yeah, do whatever you're going to do. Go ahead and try and break the contract, at least with the, and your own laws with the Radisson. And I go, and they're pretty cool. I go, no, that was contract done. It's legal. Have a nice day. Yeah, but so? You know, the sales manager, because we had had this conversation months before, said, look, you know, this is now how we roll. So at the time, they were, you know, the Saturday night when they came, the police came. Oh, we want to talk to Vin. What are you going to say? Just because they can. I mean, it was, we're like, yeah, do whatever you're going to do. All right, yeah, hell, arrest me. You know, that'd be the best thing. Hey, you guys don't even understand, but they're just, somebody drew the short straw and they're sending them, you know, put their chest out and we got authority in a uniform. Now, we don't care. So, you know, we had congressmen there. I mean, hello. So this is how the things that we deal with on a constant basis. There's always some guy with a shiny badge and uniform and always available gun telling you what you have to do and, you know, and what if you don't? Better be prepared. Because they're definitely going to do it. So at the time, we were there a few days before having fun setting up because, you know, it's out of state. So we need extra time to, you know, be there. And there was a radio program That was Guard Goldsmith, who was the host on a local Clear Channel affiliate there. So you had Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all this kind of stuff around, and you got this hardcore anarcho-capitalist libertarian. You know, this is, you're still voting? I mean, this is a hardcore, his name's Guard Goldsmith. And he used to do, I remember, he did scripts for TV shows. Voyager, Star Trek Voyager, he wrote a lot of those episodes. A lot of the cool libertarian kind of stuff in some of these different things was him. You know, we're everywhere, penetrating the culture. And he understood, and his father was an author of a freedom book that really had a big impact on him, and he uses this upbringing that he got from his father. It really developed his writings and what he says and does, and he's on this radio program, this radio show station. So we come in, and we hear, oh, yeah, you got this guy, Guard, man, he's cool. Cool. And we want to be on. So Mark and his wife Amy at the time and me, we went on the show, and we just had a good time. Yeah, we're doing that. They're doing all the police and talking about Carl Draga and all of what the real thing is. And it's a book that's 700 pages, 16 pages of this and the title, and they drawn a bandit and this. Oh, we're going at the Freedom Summit. Come on down, rock and roll and whatnot. So we made good friends with Guard. Whenever I went to New Hampshire, I'd go on a show or I'd say, yo, what's up? Or I'd see him at different speaking events and so on. Well, later he would move on to different podcasting, different efforts and whatever he's doing. And Citizen X, of course, is aware of these guys. He's thinking when he retires from the WWE, which has to be someday. I mean, dang. You know, he's thinking, where do I go? Arizona kind of rocks. Maybe I'll go to New Hampshire, and maybe I'll have a house in both. Because he's in Tennessee right now. Tennessee hardcore guys. You go do him a YouTube search on Ernest Hancock, Tennessee Libertarian Party, and you'll see I did like a 2.5-hour presentation. These guys, I mean, they're riveted in their seats. I go, I was born in 1961. Big whiteboard and just did a flow chart of everything that what made me to be where, because they wanted to know. Yeah, I'm going, all right. And the reason I was willing to do it was because there were young kids that got all amped up because of the Ron Paul thing. And they wanted to organize like Campaign for Liberty. And we're going to have a campus, student crusading, De La, whatever. And I'm going, look, let me tell you what the biggest problem. You get activist burnout, and probably 70% of the burnout comes from you trying to organize too much. Paperwork to fill out, government forms, permission slips. I go, I've been through this. And then somebody always wants to have a board of directors. And then you got guys trying to take over the board. And then I go, just do what you want, man. You know, don't try to organize, and have a central plan for freedom. It doesn't work. And let me tell you all the freaking 15 gazillion things that I've done. And I'm going to use this timeline, try to even remember all of them to give you that example. So it turned into a 2.5-hour thing. Riveted in the seats. I mean, there's a couple people had to go to the bathroom, but man, they wanted to hear this. So this is the state where Glenn Jacobs is from, Kane from the WWE, Citizen X. So this is much wider than people realize, and it's deeper in thought. The Libertarian Party itself does not represent these people anymore. Haven't for a long, long, long time. But they were willing to come back in. They're willing to go do some butt whipping. They're willing to keep it peaceful. They're willing to use the political process and the party as a soapbox to educate people, especially with the internet and the other abilities to communicate that we have now, like this podcast that I'm going to play. So this is for the first time. You know, you can really get the message out there, and the people that would poo-poo it, and the people that would go, oh, no, 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 and Fox News and look at my logos, you know, they know these people have no credibility. They're like, how many times have they got to lie to me before I go, oh, let me think for a second. They're liars, okay? How many times? I mean, for me, once might be a mistake or, opinion, or you didn't think it through or something. I mean, it's a cascade of BS. Overwhelming. It's like, Back to the Future with Biff in his car, and the manure just pours into the car. That's what I see. It's just, oh my God, blah. How bad has it got to get before you go, they're liars, and it's controlled opposition, Tea Party, same thing. Glenn Beck, oh please, know, I know what, where this is going in the end. You don't get to be on Fox and be for individual freedom. That, you know, it's free range chickens. You know, being free range, the end of that is not freedom. You know, you get in the chicken McNugget box, you're going to get fleeced. They just want you to be productive so you can get more fleecing going on. That's all this is. Countries just manage farms. Plantation. You hear me say all the time. Constitution just plantation. They redid the plantation. Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm going to do is have you listen to this, and I'll just chop it up. You know, whenever the time starts to go out, I'll just hit pause and we come back. We'll get back to it. And I got started pretty much close to the beginning where he's just, you know, here we are. And I love Glenn Jacobs. He is really a true human being. He at the highest level of human being, just seeking the truth and wanting to share it with people, and has the ability to speak. And he has a large audience of young men that just big fans of Kane. So he has Citizen X is kind of his political blog. They know. The other one, Val Venus, is another libertarian WWE guy. He lives here in Ahwatukee, which is just south of Phoenix here in Valley of the Sun. And his real name is Sean Morley. And they did a show together that I want to find and get up to. And I'll have him on the show. You know, we've been trading, you know, emails and phone messages over the last couple of weeks. We're both really busy, and we'll work it out. But this is a really good introduction to his mind. He's like, I get it. I get it. You know, this is, you just need to know the history. What they're telling you is not the truth. Lysander Spooner made a good point, and I remember he goes, you know, if the Constitution didn't do what, you know, we have going on now, they sure as heck didn't prevent it. You know, but I'm of the opinion it was intentional. And he makes this point. Let's go ahead and just start it here, and maybe you'll see what I mean. And I'll just pause it when we get to the breaks and so on, and we'll get it, hopefully, the whole thing done by the end of the show. And, of course, I'll have an opinion throughout. Here we go.
The allegory. Yay! It's story time at Liberty Conspiracy. How much fun! Okay. Anyway, a friend of mine collects old carnival games. One day he was showing me a new game that he recently purchased. It was sort of like basketball, except played with baseballs. You had three tries to bounce a baseball off of a backboard and into the basket beneath. My buddy showed me how it was done. He would say that you have to hit right here on the backboard, wrapping the backboard with his fist for emphasis. Then he would back up and toss the baseball off the backboard, rebounding it into the basket below. I'd then try my three throws, and no matter how I threw the baseball, I couldn't get it to drop through the basket. He'd say, it was easy. You just got to hit right here, once again wrapping the backboard in the appropriate spot, and then he'd toss the ball off the backboard, and it would fall into the basket below. So this goes on and on. We must have played for like 15 minutes. I knew the game was fixed, but I kept on playing anyway, thinking that I could adjust my throws or just get lucky. I knew that if I just tried harder or played smarter, I would eventually win. Well, you know how this turns out. I never won. Finally, my buddy showed me how the game was fixed. Behind the backboard was a false panel. Inside the panel was a board that sat on a fulcrum, a lever. When my buddy hit the backboard with his fist, the top of the board fell backwards away from the backboard, making the backboard much more dead so the ball would not rebound as hard. When the baseball fell through the basket and into the pit at the bottom of the game, it would push the bottom of the board backwards, causing the top part of the board to lean forward against the backboard, greatly increasing the rebound of the backboard. No matter how well I threw the ball, it was virtually impossible to win the game. Doesn't this sound suspiciously like electoral politics? I mean, how many folks are out there thinking that if they just try harder, if they just get the right folks elected, they can win the political game? I get it on my blog, adventuresofcitizenx.com, all the time. I see comments like, the only tool that I need is my vote. And sure, Scott Brown, the Republican who recently won the U.S. Massachusetts Senate seat, isn't the perfect conservative, but he'll be the 41st vote against Obamacare, and if he is the most liberal Republican in the Senate, we'll be headed down the right path to taking this country back. Politics is a rigged game. We all know that, especially you, the conspirators. However, what is the lever that keeps people in the game? What is the mechanism that allows folks to think that they can win the game? What is it that convinces very intelligent, passionate people that electoral politics can make a difference, but is actually a tool to facilitate the growth of government? That lever, that mechanism, is the United States Constitution.
Now we're going to get into it. That lever is the United States Constitution. That is what's used to do all of this. The matrix is government. They must give you the illusion of choice. That's what this is all about. You must understand this before you can do anything to free yourself. Well, I want to help because I love you. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Take it!
No, sir, no.
You must take it!
You cannot offer me this ring!
I'm giving it to you!
Don't! Tempt me, Frodo! I dare not take it. Not even to keep it safe. Understand, Frodo. I would use this ring from a desire to do good. But through me, it would wield a power too great and terrible to him. imagine.
But it cannot stay in the Shire.
No. No, it can't.
What must I do?
What must we do? I understand that it's the ring that's the problem. You know, don't go manufacturing new rings, replace, no, that's a bad ring, let's get another ring. We need a shinier ring. You know, it's, you know, if you have collective power, you will always have someone that wants that collective power. And who wants to be a master of slaves more than anybody else, like bad guys? And what's the argument? We have to have government to protect us against the bad guys. Well, who are the first guys that want to be in charge of the government? If you believe there are bad people, well, don't create a mechanism for them to slap you around with. Hello? You know, oh, man, you guys are killing me. So here we have the discussion by Glenn Jacobs. He's discussing this, and we're just going to go ahead and just keep plodding through this thing because I think there's a lot of good information. He's going, the Constitution was how they're doing it.
Now, for many people, this statement borders on heresy, especially for folks who may be new to these podcasts. The Constitution is the sacred cow of American politics. You can question Congress. You can question the president. You can question the Supreme Court justices. But you cannot question the document which created these positions and empowered these people. You cannot question the Constitution. In other words, you can question the players, but you are not allowed to question the rules of the game. That's a mistake. Whether you agree with the evidence that I'm going to present here, that the Constitution is not only an enabler of big government, but that it was designed to foster the growth of government, I think it's important that you ask these questions and consider this possibility. Perhaps I'm wrong, and if you come to that conclusion, fine. But please give what I am about to say, the evidence and the implications of that evidence, a fair hearing. Even if you don't agree with my conclusions, the consideration of different perspectives is always beneficial. And perhaps contemplating a different historical context than the one which we are generally taught, as well as historical facts which are not readily available, indeed, which for the most part have gone down the memory hole, will lead to a better understanding of the Constitution, the ideas behind it, and its limitations and weaknesses for those of us who believe in individual liberty. For much of this podcast, I rely on Kenneth W. Royce's book, Hologram of Liberty, The Constitution Shocking Alliance with Big Government. Kenneth is also known by his pseudonym, Boston Tea Party. I had the pleasure of meeting Boston at last year's Liberty Forum. His book, Boston's Gun Bible, may be the best book ever written about guns. And for that reason, Boston is unfairly characterized as a gun guy. But he's an extremely sharp gentleman with a well-rounded knowledge of politics, history, and law. I would also encourage anyone who hasn't read No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner, the eminent 19th century libertarian, activist, and abolitionist. It's a short little pamphlet, which is available online for free, and asks some inconvenient questions about the Constitution. One of my favorite Spooner quotes is...
Well, we'll go ahead and find out what his favorite Spooner quote is when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You stay right there. This is information that you need to know, because I'm telling you, these young people have been studying last couple of years, and they know it. With